Much like the age-old question, to skinny jean or not to skinny jean, marketing strategies can come and go and come back again. Who can keep up with that? Luckily, there's HubSpot's 2024 State of Marketing Report. It's the all-in-one guide for what's happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. The report covers everything from increasing awareness and engagement to ensuring privacy, boosting efficiency, and growth. Don't get caught behind the trends, everybody. Visit HubSpot.com/stateofmarketing to get your free copy of the report.
Howdy, folks. It is Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Rob Litterst, and you're listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're talking about Microsoft Teams. The company's workplace collaboration tool boomed early in the pandemic. Now, growth appears to have slowed a bit, but the company's still moving forward at blazing speed with wild, quirky new features. I think you'll find some of them very interesting. But first, before we get to that, let's talk about what else is happening in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. All right, Rob, what have you been following?
So the first thing I've been following is French government officials. They were forced to say au revoir to TikTok, and that is goodbye in French.
Very nice.
Many years of French and still probably pronounce that wrong. But France is the latest nation to ban the app from government-issued devices, following Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and the executive arm of the EU. Last week, TikTok CEO Xuzi Chu testified in front of the U.S. Congress's House Committee on Energy and Commerce, and it didn't go very well. Many members who were there basically came around to saying that they think that TikTok should be fully banned, not just for government officials. France went one step further and they actually banned all recreational apps. So not just TikTok. They're basically forcing their government officials to be digital minimalists.
Mm. What are you supposed to do on a bathroom break at work?
I know. The other thing I'm looking at, First Citizens Bank announced that it will acquire a large portion of SVB's assets in a $72 billion deal. The FDIC is going to retain $90 billion in assets from SVB as well. So First Citizens is going to acquire SVB's deposits and loans at a $16.5 billion discount. Mm. And as part of the agreement, the bank, along with the government, will both be on the hook for any loan losses. Altogether, FDIC believes that SVB's failure will cost the fund around $20 billion.
Wow.
For comparison's sake, the FDIC was not affected by the 2008 recession, so it didn't have to tap into anything at all. So pretty crazy, this bailout.
Very nice.
Yeah, what have you been looking at, JC?
Yeah, so one thing I've been looking at is, according to the Wall Street Journal, Uber Eats conducting some spring cleaning of its app. The division of the company is delisting 5,000 virtual storefronts, or basically restaurants, from the app, citing what it called a Wild West, in which restaurants have created multiple online storefronts selling the same exact items on their menus to better compete in the app.
Interesting.
There were 12 virtual restaurants on the app selling the exact same burritos from a Colorado sports bar. The number of virtual brands on Uber Eats has actually rocketed to more than 40,000 today from around 10,000 in 2021. And this problem is kind of a result of Uber allowing the app to become a Wild West because they wanted to attract as many restaurants as possible. Now they have to kind of clean up a bit.
Crazy.
Yes.
What else have you been looking at?
I thought this was interesting. A bunch of AI-generated images of the Pope wearing a stylish white long puffer jacket went viral over the weekend. I saw someone comment, if the devil wears Prada, does the Pope wear Balenciaga? The thing, though, is many people thought these photos were real. And just another story along these lines that I thought was interesting, and I'll tie it all together. Levi Strauss & Co. will be using AI to display its products on AI-generated models that better match customers' bodies. Levi's will partner with LaLaLand.ai, that's a company. Now, the reason I think all this is interesting is because you don't have to be a genius to see how all of this, just big picture, could become a big misinformation problem very quickly. People literally thought this weekend on Twitter that the Pope has been walking around in a white Balenciaga puffer jacket. It's easy to see how this could spiral into, you know, more problematic things. But you also don't have to look much further than last week's TikTok hearing to see that the U.S. government may have a hard time regulating these technologies effectively in the short term.
This to me just makes it seem like reputation will be extremely important in like where you're getting information from. Mm-hmm. BuzzFeed, Vice, like all these companies have had a really hard time. And while traditional journalism and like print publications haven't had the easiest time with the internet kind of disrupting their business model, mm-hmm. the voices that we still trust tend to be those, right? Like we still trust the New York Times, The Economist, Financial sure. Times, Wall Street Journal, like all these brands that have been around forever and were around in print. I don't know. I think as this deepfake technology, AI technology continues to exacerbate, it's going to be even more important to know where people are getting things from.
For sure. And in other news, Disney will start its first of three planned layoff rounds this week. CEO Bob Iger expects to part with 7,000 employees by summer. Also, John Wick Chapter 4 enjoyed a $137 million weekend global opening. Not bad for a guy who just wanted to be left alone with his dog.
I love it.
Last but not least, before our main story, according to Forbes, Jay-Z's net worth is now around $2.5 billion.
Wow.
Which I guess means he's got 99 problems, but money is probably not one.
Definitely not one.
Although they do say more money, more problems.
That is true.
Who knows, right?
All right, JC, Microsoft made a big announcement for Microsoft Teams. Tell me more. What is going on with Zoom's fierce rival?
Yes, so it was a big day for Microsoft Teams yesterday. This is the company's Slack, Google Workspace, and Zoom rival. The company now says Teams has 280 million monthly active users, up from 250 million in July of 2021. But what I want to focus on right now is a feature that the company thinks may have solved what people refer to as Zoom fatigue.
I love it.
So let's be real, right? No one likes having their camera on for Zoom meetings.
Totally agree.
We're all just kind of waiting for that one brave soul to turn theirs off so we can follow suit. Zoom fatigue can probably be partly attributed just to the general idea that most of us aren't built to handle the level of self-reflection that comes with just staring at faces, including our own, for hours on end. Research, interestingly enough, has confirmed this. I saw a really interesting 2021 study in the Journal of Applied Psychology, which found that these feelings are exacerbated by having your camera turned on. These researchers found using a camera in meetings is positively correlated to feelings of fatigue, and that the number of hours employees spend in virtual meetings is not. So it's the camera on that's the problem.
So Zoom fatigue is real, and it's real because of the camera. That's what you're saying.
That is what some research seems to imply.
Interesting.
And now Microsoft knows this. So they introduced this feature called avatars for Microsoft Teams.
Are you kidding me? Is this like Bitmojis or something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. So they're opening up this feature that lets you create 3D avatars that animate based on your voice alone.
Wow.
Which means you can have your camera completely off and you can use this in Microsoft Teams meetings in place of being on camera. And you can see the use cases here, right? Maybe you woke up with a terrible hairdo and you're rolling out of bed to get to your 9 a.m. meeting at 8:59 in the morning.
Totally.
Still, you can look at some of the pictures, look at some of the images of what these characters look like. And I still don't think these use cases make up for the fact that you will look like a slightly advanced Nintendo Wii character while delivering quarterly results if you choose to go this route.
My big question is, will you have legs? Because what I think of immediately is like Meta Horizon.
Yes.
It sounds like you're basically going to look like that and just moving around.
It's also interesting. Yesterday, Microsoft announced that Teams has been redesigned with a new interface, has been updated to be much faster and use less memory. But here's just big picture why I think this space is interesting, because the company recently debuted premium features powered by OpenAI that it's going to inject into Microsoft Teams, as did Slack earlier this month, as did Zoom just yesterday. Zoom is adding several new AI-powered features, along with mail and calendar integrations to compete with all these other players. I just have a hard time seeing how especially Zoom, will continue to remain competitive in this field since it's kind of a standalone platform. My question is, who wins this battle?
You have to look at Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, they own a portion of OpenAI. They have these great agreements with OpenAI. Microsoft Teams is cashing in every single time there's like new queries run on OpenAI. I think Microsoft has a really strong grip on at least their existing customers.
Yeah, I think Zoom is going to have an increasingly hard time staying competitive.
Totally.
And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hardwick. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you can sign up at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have an awesome Tuesday.
Hey, everybody. This great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI and the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.